This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, the past couple of days, a whole lot of people being arrested. And getting those people out of jail has given a big boost to bail reform. Marketplace Jasmine Garz has that story.
The bail system disproportionately affects low-income people and people of color, says Professor Joshua Page from the University of Minnesota.
People that don't have the resources typically can't afford to get out of bail, or they work with a bail bond company and end up losing hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars.
There have been cases of people unable to pay, stuck in jail for weeks and months before a court date. For years, organizations like the Minnesota Freedom Fund have worked to bail them out. Right now, they're focusing a lot on the hundreds of activists being arrested nationwide. Steve Boland is with the Minnesota Freedom Fund.
It's younger people. It's more people of color who are directly impacted by police violence, by these systems in the first place, that are showing up in the street, you know, disproportionately, probably the ones getting arrested and probably the ones that will be assigned bail rather than just released.
The fund has exceeded $20 million in donations in the last week or so. This activism has its critics. One of the states that has eliminated cash bail for minor offenses is New York. The NYPD police commissioner recently said that's led to an increase in some crimes. And some wonder, when you donate to a fund, who exactly are you bailing out? Robin Steinberg of the nonprofit The Bail Project says it's a moot point. Serious offenders might not even be eligible for bail, or it might be too high. As for misdemeanors,
the only thing that stands between freedom and being locked in a cage, right, and locked in a jail cell is the size of your bank account.
She says innocent until proven guilty should not have a price tag on it. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.